Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All fine, Bob. Yeah. I believe on his business card it says
"Mouth of the South."
Mouth of the South only cares about the SEC.
Yes.
Everyone else be damned. Mm-hmm. / I got scared and didn't run for senator or whatever.
Right? I don't. Did he already say he's not running?
I don't know. Report is that he is backing out of that. Yes.
Anyway,
I don't know if that's confirmed.
He was on Get Up with Greeny the other day, and he said it's time to get rid of the Group of Five schools. Mm. He's eliminate them. Add four more for the college football playoff. Use conference championships at a wild card play-in game. You and I have brought this up as well. I agree on the wild card-ish play-in game part of it. I do think conference title games have been kind of now pointless in the system we're in now, and I'm all about having play-in games to get in. He's not wrong there. I'm totally with him. The group of five thing is fascinating to me because what he is saying about where we're at with the Tulanes and James Madisons of the world getting in, and the fact that this year there are two of them, and we look and we see that Tulane's, what, like a 19-point dog? James Madison's like a 21-point dog? Or maybe have it flipped. But either way, massive, massive underdogs. Yeah. Look, I hope they're entertaining games, but I think we all kind of know most likely they're going to be ugly. Okay. So the challenge here is then if you go with what he is saying, then we have to admit what we've kind of speculated could happen one day that is going to be today. Like, that's happening now, which is we have to separate. And you have to be willing to separate and move the group of five to their own championship.
Away from the NCAA.
That's the only way you do this. Because you can't have them playing in the exact same pool all year and then say, well, we can't let them in the party. We would have to create a separate group of five playoff then.
This is the most elitist nonsense. And it is only truly an American sports thing to do this, and specifically college. Why is it that we can't, it's so elitist to just say, I'm sorry that you had an awesome season and you tried really hard and you won a bunch of games. You don't get to be included. That would just be like saying the Miami Marlins should be retracted from all of Major League Baseball. And while we're at it, let's get rid of like a whole third of it. Let's get rid of a third of Major League Baseball. Let's get our ass down to 20 teams and just be the Yankees and the Mets and the Dodgers dueling it out against each other. And we'll just get rid of the Royals and we'll get rid of the Marlins and we'll get rid of everybody. And just because your resources aren't the same or you play at a smaller school, sorry, you don't get a chance. Yes, gold. Odds are 100% they have no chance to win the national championship this year. But there's not a 0% chance James Madison could win a game or get lucky. And in college basketball, we seem to have celebrated it by letting the small
schools
get in.
The gap is, as you know, football resources gap is way different than
basketball. That doesn't mean they have to just be excluded. Like, inclusion matters in some capacity here.
We're talking about college sports. Like, I mean, it's inclusion in generally sense. Yes, inclusion is a great thing to operate in the world. We're talking about college sports. So I don't think there's not like some dead set requirement. We have to include.
Well, then
James
let's just
Madison.
Keep Kansas out. They got no chance. They're eliminated.
They're in
from
the Power Four, Cody. They're not in the Group of Five as much as you wish they were. They're not. They're
no,
in the Group.
Like,
of, they're not.
But
in
this
the group
is where
of five.
It goes. Once they get rid of Group of Five, they'll get rid of all the bad college football teams until
we've talked about
Kansas and everyone else to kick rocks.
We've talked about this that long term. I think we are headed to two super conferences, and if you're not in it, you're not in it. That's absolutely true. Right now we're talking about whether or not the Group of Five is part of the conversation or not.
I do think so, Cody, to your point, you know, like the way that we see it with college basketball. So there's 363 teams or whatever in college hoops. There's 68 in March Madness. There's 136 FBS schools. There's only 12 teams in the playoff. The hard part about this, in my opinion, I think is are you trying to pick the 12 best teams, or are you picking the 12 most deserving teams? And when you're dealing with people who have bias and all these other things, like if you were to pick the 12 best teams,
they got the college football playoff wrong already.
You're likely never going to get a Group of Five team in the top 12 ever again.
Also, Notre Dame's one of the 12 best teams. They didn't deserve to be in, but they're one of the 12 best teams.
I agree, which is why the whole format is odd. It's if you want to include JMU and Tulane in it, the format, the way that it currently is, they probably shouldn't be in, which is why I think the format should change, because of the reasonings that everybody brings up and the fact that, look, they legitimately don't have they don't have a shot to win the national title. It's not going to happen. And that doesn't mean that they can't win a game, as you mentioned, but even if they do win a game, it's like a lost cause, because you know that they can't win the entire thing. If there were more teams involved, then I think maybe there's an argument for, like, if you had the 24 team playoff, then I think there's a way that you can include them in there and still feel like you can get some good games, and then it has a more of a March Madness feel to it. But you have to revamp, I think, the entirety of the way we view college football to realistically include teams like James Madison or Tulane or Boise State or these other ones.
I'm not saying this year there's no chance. Those teams just aren't on par. But like, Gold, I'll use a school that you like. Boise State's in a Group of Five. Boise State, the year they beat Oklahoma, they couldn't have won the national championship. They couldn't have won three games against top-end opponents.
We all do this first.
I understand this is
like people will cite, like, oh, UMBC beat Virginia. Yeah, congrats. The one in the 1,000 times it happened. Yes, it mathematically, it's not
winning the national title, and the pool is bigger.
But that's Boise State could have that year. I'm not saying they would have. They beat one of the best teams in the country in an absolute thriller. But like, that's I feel like even if it's a small chance, we shouldn't give them 0% chance just because in 1 year we're dissatisfied. If you wanted to keep it to one even for college football because it's that, and you're like, hey, Tulane and James Madison, you can't get in together. We put one Cinderella story in the football. Fine. That's fine. That's fine. I'm okay with
that. That's where he's like,
but to say it's a 0% chance ever under any circumstance is not true.
But that's where you would have the Group of Five. They would get an auto spot in the play-in game, not one of these buys, essentially, right? Like you would have them in a buy
because of whatever happened last year. I could get rid of that real fast.
I agree with you, but the way that the format is currently right now, their only saving grace is that there's an automatic bid for the Group of Five right now. They would never, if it was the 12 best teams, they would never be in that. Where if you expanded it, that's why I think the format, I agree with you that I think including a Group of Five team is important to the way that college football currently is.
They're a part of college
right
athletics.
Now.
They should have a chance.
They're absolutely a part of it, and they should be in. But I don't think they can do it.
Everything else has
now,
changed with college athletics.
With a 12-team format,
more.
I don't know if it makes it doesn't. I agree with Paul Feinbaum that it doesn't make sense for them to be in the 12-teamer. If we expanded it, and I know that people don't want to expand and all these other things, but if you expanded it to 25, if you look at almost every year, and every single season, I think there is one Group of Five team typically that is in the top 25 at the end of the year. Yeah. That I think if you expanded it to include all of the top 25, or at least most
the Big
of
Ten
it,
wants to go to 24. They'll do 24, not 25. They'll do 20.
But
do 24,
I think that the Group of Five in that sense with 24 teams, absolutely put a Group of Five team in there, because we see, again, to use an example this year, Cody, I think part of your argument would be Duke won the ACC title this year. Tulane beat Duke this year. So why shouldn't Tulane be? If Duke is in, then Tulane should also be in. That's why I think with an expanded playoff, it makes sense for your argument of the Group of Five or Group of Six team, one of them at least, should be included. And hey, instead of conference weekend, you take two group of five teams. This year would be JMU and Tulane. You guys play against each other, and whoever wins, you get that spot in that 2014 playoff, so you can include it.
That would be
fun. It's important, but with a 12 team, the way that it is now, I think it's hard. It's hard to argue other than the fact that we see blowouts every single year. And
with the power, Tennessee last year got ran
by Ohio State by 25 points, and it was a 9-8 game.
Sure.
I always view it the same, and this is always the issue. It's like, if we said this about college basketball, and I understand there's a talent discrepancy, but instead of the American Conference winner, we put in the 15th team in the SEC, which you hate. Yep. That's the better team. Right. The 15th team in the SEC is the better team. I just feel like
I don't think we can make the comp with that. I just don't think no, they're not actually in the American. The top school in the American absolutely is better than the 15th team in the SEC or in college basketball
or the ninth. Yeah. Like, how many small schools would actually get in the tournament if we just did the 64 best teams, most talented teams? It'd be like 4-8. Numbers would be so small. It's just like, I don't know.
It's like a percentage thing. Like, if I don't know what the percentage is of teams in the NCAA tournament that are from college basketball, but if you took that same percentage from college, from the 136, and let's say it is 24, then absolutely a group of five teams should be in there in that stance. But you would have to adopt a whole new way of scheduling games. How long is the schedule? How many games do you play? Is there conference title games? Because right now in FCS, there are no conference title games. You just go straight to the playoff. I think that it would have to rework exactly how we see the sport. But hey, we're heading in that direction now. So who's to say we can't? I do see somebody on the text line saying this, and Josh Pate has brought this up.
Yeah, we're waiting for a break. But
a relegation style of things where Rutgers stinks, and so does Purdue. Hey, you know what? You're out, and JMU and Tulane, they get bumped up to the top level.
Never doing it.
Probably never going to happen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.